Tonight, I want all of us to walk away here knowing our enemy. Take any military, take any army, take any battle at all. If you do not know anything about your enemy, if you do not know who you're going up against, or what they fight, or how they fight, or anything like that, then you will not win. Might as well go in blindfolded. Our enemy, we are fighting a battle, a spiritual battle, against Satan. And it's sad to say, but Satan's winning the world over. If you're of the world, he's winning you over. Before we get into the body of the lesson, let's talk quick about the origin of Satan. First off, he was in heaven. Revelation 12, 7 through 8. Revelation chapter 12, verses 7 through 8. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought in his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. Revelation has a lot of is a very symbolic book in most parts. I believe this part is still symbolic, but it still represents Satan. Next point. If you continue in the next verse, it says he was cast out of heaven, he and his angels. Verse 9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Now that we have a very brief background on Satan, we could spend hours studying this. Now that we have a brief background, I'd like to get to who is Satan. This is going to be the main part of my lesson tonight. First, I want to list some names of Satan, what he goes by, what he is known by throughout the scriptures. These are just some of the names that is referring to Satan. Not all of them, but a good bit. The first one, devil. In the New King James Version, devil is used over 50 times. Just the word devil alone. Roaring Lion is probably one of the well-known names referring to Satan. In 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Matthew 4:3, the tempter. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. This is when, after Jesus had been fasting, and the devil came to him, and Satan came to him, and tried to tempt him. He's a sinner. This is one I think we overlook a lot. 1 John 3:8, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. King James Version says God of this world. New King James Version says God of this age in 2 Corinthians 4:4. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Prince of the power of the air. Ephesians 2:2. Wherein time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. He is a liar and the father of lies. Verse 44 of John chapter 8. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Back to Revelation. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Wicked one. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he received seed by the wayside. This is the parable of the sower. Satan. This is just one of the verses. He's called Satan. If you have the New King James translation, it says lawless one. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. Probably the most common, Beelzebub. But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. Abaddon and Apollyon. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. As it says, Abaddon is Hebrew, meaning destruction, oblivion, nothing left. And Apollyon is the Greek equivalent. Finally, he's called a wolf. This is the parable of the good shepherd. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. Now I want to talk about the characteristics of Satan. How do I identify Satan? Well, here are some of them. He's proud, 1 Timothy 3:6. Not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the same condemnation of the devil. He's powerful. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. He is wicked. I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. Run unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. Malignant, meaning all intentions are harmful. All intentions are to harm. We can think of the story of Job for this. How horrible the devil was. And just wicked in every name that we've listed before. He's cunning. We can think of the story of Adam and Eve for this. Specifically in 3:1. Chapter 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle, New King James Version says cunning, than any beast of the field which the Lord had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Deceitful, in 2 Corinthians 11:14. This is an important part. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. He's fierce. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Now, what is Satan's power? We know more about him now. What is his power? Many things you could put here. This is one that I heard, and I liked it. So, he gives us option two. If it wasn't for Satan, it'd be a straight shot to heaven. There'd be no distractions, no willingness to sin. He is the one that offers all of that. He's the one that gives us that second option. Then he misleads us. As many in the world today will say, follow your heart and you'll get to heaven. Or believe in Christ, call on his name, and you'll make it to heaven. That's misleading us. Satan can as well. Going back to 2 Corinthians 11:14. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. That should worry us. That should make us want to study the Bible more diligently. You saw this guy walking down the street. Red skin, horns, pointy tail, and a pitchfork. And he walked up to you and said, hey, you want to commit a sin? You want to do something evil? You want to turn against God? Personally, I'd back away slowly, think that the guy was out of his mind. But that's not what our adversary looks like. He's not what he can look like. No. He can appear as an angel of light. So now I've said all this, to what extent? For what reason? Well, how do we defeat this powerful foe? Another important point I want to make is, if we were alone, we stand no chance. If we were not on God's side, we would be eternally condemned. We would stand no chance without God. But thank God that we do have, that we are on His side. He's not on our side, we're on His. Submit to God and resist the devil. If you submit to God, resisting the devil will follow. If you turn after God and you follow in His commandments, you will resist the devil naturally. James 4:7. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Put on the armor of God. Ephesians 6:11. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes, or the King James Version, against the wiles of the devil. Finally, hide the scripture in your heart. Psalm 119:11 says, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." Let's think back to when Jesus was being tempted. When he was out in the desert, he had fasted. And the devil came to tempt him when he was weak. When this happened, and the devil began to tempt him, did Jesus say, "Wait, I think there's a verse on this"? Did he pull out a pocket Bible? No, he had the scriptures in his heart. He knew the scriptures by heart. This last 3 points I made about submitting to God, putting on the armor, and knowing the scriptures, allow me to sum up everything. God is what we need. There is no other way. There's no other choices. If you wish to stand against this horrible, wicked opponent, God is what you need. God is what we all need. New Christians need God. Older Christians need God. Everyone needs God to win. So tonight, I have 3 simple goals for all of us, including myself. We need to submit to God. Not just once, but every day. Put your life in Christ and God's hands. Rely fully on God. Put on His armor. Prepare. Stand fast. And hide the scriptures in your heart.